Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad you're still tuning in to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley, and we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Thank you.
Sure. We are halfway through week two of Youth and Young Men, and in particular related to juvenile hall. We're joined by a child psychiatrist, Dr. Alam Ibrahim. And welcome back, doctor.
Well, thank you. You finally got my name right.
Hey, good for you. Yay.
It is still a push, okay? We're still kind of teetering on the edge of maybe.
Okay.
Wish me luck.
But, you know, before the break, we were talking about what things can lead the young men into, you know, a life of criminal lifestyle and into juvenile hall. But, you know, this is what we need to do is find, you know, treatment options, get the community aware of the services out there, that there is treatment, there is hope, and it's not all what is doom and gloom.
No, and if you want to slide it back a step, according to the doctor, feed your children, keep them safe, keep them calm, protect them, and support them in school.
Yes.
Got that.
Yes. And for the community also to support, you know, support each family in the process of
sure.
doing that.
Sure.
So,
welcome back.
Well, good. We were talking about,
we're starting to talk about kind of the diagnostic things. I think we touched ADHD. Attention
yes.
deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yes.
AKA ADHD.
ADHD. So anyway, I mean, research shows that, you know, in the juvenile population, you can have anywhere from 16% to 27%, maybe even higher, prevalence of true psychiatric disorders.
Is that more concentrated than the general population?
Yes,
then?
Way more concentrated than the general population.
And is there a difference between, I know we're talking about men and young men, difference between girls and boys?
There is. There's definitely a difference between girls and boys. It also depends on the age group you're talking about and how you're defining it. But when you're looking specifically at the kids who end up in the juvenile system, they're mostly boys. It's like probably 3-to-1, 2-to-1, 4-to-1. It depends on where who you're reading, which research you're looking at. But they all have different figures. So there's a fairly high number. Now, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is definitely one of the conditions. Then you have the mood disorders. Again, they can be depressed. And someone who's depressed, you know, is not always saying, hey, I'm sad.
Or
I'm
isolated.
Tired. Yeah, I'm isolated. They're kind of more engaging in delinquent behaviors. They're more engaging in agitated kind of behaviors, getting easily upset, fighting, talking back to the teachers. Those kinds of things.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.